English. Thanks for picking me up, mister. You really didn't have to. Yeah, I usually ride the bus. But, I kinda got distracted talking to my teacher after class that I kind of forgot. And then I ran out to the buses and they were all gone. I can't believe they would just leave a little schoolgirl all alone like that. I mean, who knows what could happen? Anyway, it all worked out. Yeah, you just showed up out of nowhere to help me. My hero. You know, my mommy and daddy are always telling me that I shouldn't get into cars with strange men. But you don't seem so strange. Well, not to me, anyway. Yeah, you even look kind of familiar. Do you live around here? Oh, wait! You're Ashley's dad, right? Oh, sorry. Stepdad. No, I totally remember. I remember you yelling because we were being so loud during the sleepover. I bet it is kind of hard to sleep with a bunch of little girls running around, giggling and, playing games and stuff. I bet you don't mind that too much, though, do you? Oh, come on, mister. You know what I mean. A bunch of high school cuties in the skimpy little PJs? Up all night, excited, playful, horny. I'm sorry, mister. That's pretty dirty, huh? Well, I'm not being mean or anything. I'm just trying to be honest. And a bunch of teenage girls in just their panties up all night, talking about boys. Duh, it just happens. Girls get super horny. And slumber parties are the worst for that. Especially with truth or dare. I'm sorry. Everyone says that I have a big mouth. That's what got me in trouble with my teacher today. And why I missed the bus. My teacher said if he was my daddy, he would bend me over for spanking. I bet he'd like to do a lot more than that, though. I'm sorry. Am I being naughty again? Are you surprised a teacher would talk to a student like that? About putting his hand on my bottom? That's really naughty, huh? And I'm not even, like, a bad girl. I think he just wants to get a feel on my tight little butt. He's such a naughty teacher. And I can tell he has a really big dick. Oh my goodness, mister! I'm sorry. I really am being such a dirty little girl. But it looks like you have a really big dick too. Huh, mister? Are you getting super hard and horny for me? Is this talk of slumber party sluts making you throb? I'm sorry. I know you're trying to jive. Gosh, mister. That slumber party last week really was naughty. And now I think, well, you were actually there too. What do you think about when your house is filled with naughty teenage schoolgirls? Cute sassy girls in tiny t-shirts and cute cotton undies. Skimpy pajamas, little slut jammies. And you just know they're only trying to tease your cock. Every whisper and giggle about how big and hard you are. They probably just want to get fucked like the little sluts they are. Huh, mister? Is that what you think about? Is that what you want? What about late at night? Behind closed doors? Ever wonder about that? Ever wonder what a group of slutty teen girls get up to when no one's watching? You want me to tell you? Want me to tattle on your precious little stepdaughter? Tell you what a bad girl she is? Tell you all her dirty little secrets? Oh, mister. You're such a pervert. You must have a raging hard-on over there. Does it hurt inside your pants? Straining to get out and play? Something about horny high school sluts? Don't you want to know? I could tell you what happened that night. Who kept their panties on? Who had them pulled down by the others? Come on, mister. Tell the truth. You just want to know who's naughty and who's nice, Yang Yang gotta keep track of the bad girls for next time. Maybe you can pop your boner out for them too. And then you'll find out for yourself what happens when dirty teen sluts go to bed at night. Just make sure you stay up extra late. Listen for some sneaky footsteps and whispers. Honey, little girls are always up for some daddy dick. Gosh, mister, is this too much for you? Is this dirty talk of high school panty droppers distracting you from driving? Seriously, don't you even remember where you're taking me? It's not to your house, pervert. Besides, what would little Ashley say if she saw the two of us together? Yeah, she'd probably get jealous. Come on, mister. Don't tell me that you never fantasized about your stepdaughter. All the guys at school do. Like, she might be the perfect princess sweetheart at home, but she's such a nasty fucking slut at school. Oh my god, mister. I bet that gets you so hard inside your pants. You're such a dirty man, perving on your stepdaughter like that. I bet you always sneak peeks when she's not looking. Trying to look up her short, pleated skirts, glance at her private texts. I bet you even raid her panty drawer when she's out with her friends. Do you sniff your stepdaughter's cute little girl panties when she's not there? That's really naughty, mister. What would cute little Ashley say? What if she caught you? What would you say if I told you Ashley was the bad girl at the slumber party? Well, that's a secret. Like a pinky promise secret. So I'm not sharing any of the dirty details from that night. But if you want to imagine Ashley being the lead slut in a teenage pussy party, well, that's up to you. My god, mister. You really got a big one in your pants for me. You don't mind if I touch it, do you? Didn't think so. I also bet you don't mind if I unzip and reach in for more. Fuck. How do guys ever get their pants on when they're hung like this? Not that I'm complaining. Yeah. I do like them big and hard. Yeah, a big hard cock to stretch all my little holes out with. You know that little girls have the smallest, tightest little pussies too, huh? Yeah, but cocks just like this make me cream my panties, mister. I bet it's probably harder not to shove your giant cock up my tiny fucking slit. This teeny, tiny, teenage pussy. Has your name all on it, mister. Too bad you have to drive me home. Yeah, otherwise you'd let your dick inside a dirty talking fuck slut. Oh my god, mister. You have no idea. Girls my age have been watching porn online before we even started school. Yeah, watching sluts take cock and cum since we were little. So, guess what we want? When we're finally old enough to fuck. You know what I mean. When our boobs start getting too big for training bras. When our smooth hairless kitties start leaving wet spots in our little cotton undies. When all we think about is cum dripping out of our filthy fuck holes. You like that, don't you? I felt you twitch there for a second. I think maybe this cock needs a little more than a playful rubbing, huh? I mean, maybe you want this filthy-mouthed fuck slut to start putting out. How about I jug you off for real? How about I make you come right here while you're driving? Yeah. I bet that feels a lot better than being all bound up in your pants. My little hand on your big hard cock, just working for you to come. Gosh, mister. I really wish I knew what a pervert you were when I spent the night last week. I would have totally snuck out and let you play with me. You would have put on such a show with a dirty, messy, comb-slut blowjob. You're making making me such a naughty girl for you, mister. Oh, well. Too bad you gotta drive me home. I'll just have to work it harder before you get there. But the next time I visit, I promise that you can stuff my dirty mouth with your stepdaddy dick. Or if maybe more, too. You just think about that the next time Ashley has friends over. You can think about how each little girl would look on her knees in front of you. Cute little girls in pigtails, drilling for your dick, hungry for your cum, eager for your hot sticky lot on their pouty lips and pretty faces. Eager to let it drip and run into those slutty mouths. Uh-huh. And such cute little teen cum eaters. Sweetheart sluts don't like to swallow cum from their best friend's daddy. You know the kind of girls I mean, right, mister? The ones that look super adorable with their mouths stretched wide, but still smiling and wiggling their little cottontail bottoms like horny brats in heat. Playful and excited, but kicking on a big fat cock down their throats. And that's when you blow your load. You can watch their eyes widen and hear them squeal with their mouths full as they swallow every drop like good little girls. Or my care can pop off on your dick to watch it shoot and coat their sweet and slutty faces. It's not that big a deal, is it, mister? Do you really care whether you finish on their faces or down their throats? Oh my goodness, mister. I can't believe you came already. And there's more. Oh my god. Wow. You really have a lot of cum for me. I didn't actually think you were gonna do it before you dropped me off. I was planning to let you pound my little pussy in the back seat. Yeah, I was kind of hoping that you liked teen sex more risky. Like, almost getting caught by my daddy risky. Anyway, that'll have to wait for next time. Like, next time I spend the night with Ashley. Gosh, mister, I got a bunch of gum on my fingers. Is that little Ashley's of course? Want me to smear a little cum on there? Now you don't have to imagine her eating you cum. There we go. Can't peck on and everything. Now, you make sure you scold that little brat for leaving this in your car. You're such a pervert. I'm still not going to spill anything about the sleepover, but if you really want your stepdaughter's panties, maybe you should have her invite me over again. Trust me, it'll be fun for all of us. Thanks for the ride, mister. Bye!